Good morning. Another very challenging session for US markets, which have fallen now for six of the past 8 days and have finished near intraday lows in overnight trade. We had the Dow Jones slumping by 550 points. That's a fall of 2.2%. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ are only doing a touch better. And this means that all of this year's gains have been completely wiped out for both the Dow and the S&P 500. Market's still reacting to the lack of progress being made on the US-China trade dispute front, creating concerns about higher cost, pressure on margins, and also challenges facing supply chains of many companies. So all sectors lost ground in overnight trade, really nowhere to hide. And what we don't see very often is all components of the Dow Jones losing ground. So all 30 stocks are finishing negative territory, and this shows quite broad selling across the American equity markets. But in addition to this, volumes was actually quite heavy in overnight trade. This is ahead of Thanksgiving, so investors and traders putting their orders in ahead of that as the markets will be closed on Thursday. Now, looking at the different sectors, we had energy and tech stocks doing a lot of the damage. No surprise. I mean, we've had tech stocks losing ground in the last couple of months on concerns of lower growth, but keep in mind that they're still outperforming over the course of 2018. So Apple down in the order of 5% last night, received a broker downgrade, and there's still worries about issues with slower sales for the iPhone. Energy stocks also down, which is certainly not a surprise, considering that oil prices have fallen by 6.5% in overnight trade to around a one-year low. This is partly due to concerns of oversupply, but also some worries about lower demand as well. So oil prices have fallen by about 30% since the start of October. So Exxon and Chevron, two of the worst performing stocks. Goldman Sachs in the banking space also was hit quite hard. And retailers were led lower by Target, which fell about 10%, and department store owner Kohl's, which fell by around 9%. And this was on weaker earnings and also outlooks for those stocks. And they've obviously got a busy month and a half ahead heading into Christmas. This Friday, Black Friday. So that traditionally kicks off that sales period in the US. Now, the Aussie market today is obviously set for a difficult start. SPY futures pointing to a drop of about 65 points. Now, that's a fall of 1.1%. If we do end up falling, it will be the fourth consecutive loss for the Australian share market, and we're hovering around the worst levels in a month. Not much on offer as far as economic news is concerned today, but all eyes will probably be on Coles, which makes its Aussie market debut an hour into the session at 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. It's going to be trading under the code of COL, obviously making its debut in quite a difficult environment. So you'd imagine that Wesfarmers is going to take a big hit today, but busy day for AGMs as well. Woolies is meeting investors, and the Aussie dollar's weaker at around 72.2 US. But the fact that we've had commodities generally lower, including iron ore and gold and oil, might be a tough day for our resource stocks.